Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Life Transformation Radio. This show is all about life transformations and our journey from where we were to why we are doing what we are doing today. We will discuss the hiccups, the roller coasters, and the blood, sweat, and tears that has been poured out while discovering our purpose. It is all about our transformation. Here is your host, Sean Douglas.
Welcome to another episode of Life Transformation Radio. I am your host, Sean Douglas, speaker, master resilience trainer, author, and coach. And my guest today is Lane Etheridge. What's up, buddy?
Living in the fast lane, baby. How about you?
Living in the fast lane. I love it. I love it. So Lane Etheridge is an amazing human being, and I cannot wait for the listeners to hear about Lane. First off, I want to thank the listeners. We are listened to in 5 countries. I can't believe it. 5 countries. Over 200 listeners on the show, man. I want to thank the listeners for making this happen. And I could not do this without you, because otherwise, I'm just talking to dead air. So thank the listeners. You guys rock. So let's learn more about Lane. Lane is the world's fastest lane changer, the founder of Changing Lanes International, and 4 times national best-selling author, transformational speaker, professional sales trainer, and innovative entrepreneur. Lane helps committed entrepreneurs accelerate their success. A former public school math teacher, Lane's heart is focused on teaching and educating. As an entrepreneur, he has been able to create 6 figures in 3 industries because he is one of the best networkers, leveraging his proficient communication skills. Abundant in his approach to collaborative advancements, Lane excels as a premier coaching leader, personal coach, and mentor for his clients. He is a phenomenal visionary as a creative marketing and speaker trainer. He founded Changing Lanes International, a business around empowering entrepreneurs to maximize their gifts and skills to drive their business forward. After seeing many take the low road on the path to creating success, he found his passion for helping others determine the right lane for them to remain on the high road to greatness. Moreover, he has an uncanny ability to capture your gifts and talents, as well as your story, to craft your message to share with the world. Most importantly, Lane has the unparalleled ability to take your story and help you turn it into a signature keynote and monetize it effectively. He teaches you the skills to empower others and leverage your uniqueness so that you can maximize your value in the marketplace, captivating new prospects and acquiring new clients. He turns you from an author to an authority. Bro, you're like killing it out there.
Just being me, my friend, using the gifts that I've been given, that's all.
All right. Absolutely, man. So the first question that I always ask on the show, and I think it is the most prevalent question that either is answered or not answered. Like, it's either figured out or you have no idea. And that is the why. I think the why is the most important aspect of what we do. You know, Simon Sinek said in his famous TED Talk, people don't buy into what you do, they buy why you do it. So tell the listeners why you do what you do.
Great question. There's a couple different reasons, and one of them is my mom, 35-year-plus breast cancer survivor, and I really discovered just through watching her go to a million-dollar earner in her business that it's not the challenges that we have, but the ability to create that challenge, turn it into a lane change, and then create results from it. And so, you know, a lot of times what happens is we go through and we have these struggles, roadblocks, speed bumps, detours that we look at, and too often we focus on those instead of looking at the direction and the opportunity ahead of us. And so if my mom can battle breast cancer for 35 years and be a conqueror, then no matter what happens to me, I know that I can do that. And more importantly, that I can share with somebody else who might be going through a situation as well, that the reality is that their reality is what they've created it to be, and it's not that big of a deal, even though it might seem like it at the time. And so that's one of them. The second one is, awesome. You know, as we kind of unpack a little bit of the story, Sean, and just share some of the journey, you know, at the end of the day, everyone is created equal. In my opinion, in my mind, our believer created us to be that. Most of us just utilize our gifts differently in order to create results and experiences that other people look at. And so I just really want to give people the opportunity through the lifestyle that I create, that I'm no different than anybody else. I've just made a decision to go ahead and do that. And I think that the best way to represent what we do, what we believe, is simply to go out there and do it first and show people, not just tell them. So that's second. And then third is something that I will share, but there was a particular day in June 25th, 2009, where I was sitting watching television about a particular gentleman who had just passed. And I sat there for hours on hours on hours watching this footage and this guy that I was never going to meet. His name happened to be Michael Jackson. And it was the coverage of him because he had just died that day. And I'm sitting there looking at the TV saying, wow, I'm sitting here wasting my life watching about somebody who created literally millions upon millions of dollars. And not only just that, the impact that he had literally around the entire world. And I thought to myself, either I can be continued on the same path that I'm on, where nobody ever cares about me or nobody ever wants it, or I can create my own success in my own way, the same way that he did, not necessarily musically talented, but the talents that I have. And that's the day that changed a lot for me, because I realized that I don't want to be watching somebody on TV. I want to be the guy that other people are watching go out and fulfill the destiny that I have.
Oh, yeah, man. Boom. Mic drop. That's awesome, man. There's a lot in that, man. And it's just amazing. And so let's go back to where you first started and tell us, the listeners, who was Lane Etheridge before you got to this point? What did he look like? If you go back 10 or however many years, what was Lane Etheridge like?
Good question. So, I mean, I'll answer that in two ways, I guess. And a lot of times that's how I'm going to answer something, because I usually have an answer. But a lot of times I want to make sure that we reflect, you know, what I think is going to be best for the people who are listening. And
perfect.
I think part of the answer is that is the same. I mean, ultimately the same, except here's the big difference. Through experiences I've had, through the failures, through the accomplishments, all I've done is realize more of who I was, let go of the things I didn't want to be. So I don't necessarily think that we change. If you look at a disc profile, or if you look at strength finders, I believe God created us to be the exact person that we're supposed to be. And I don't want to go into the predestiny type of conversation, but at the end of the day, it's the experiences that we have, the paths that we choose, the roads that we go down that lead us to the destinations that allow us to kind of reflect on who we are. So I'm no different today than I was 10 years ago, than I will probably be in 20 years, except for the books I read, the people I associate with, and the experiences that I have that shape and help me unpack who I really and truly am. So that's the first question, I think, or the first answer to that question.
Yeah.
And I would challenge that everybody listening is probably no different than they were, although you probably changed. And you know what's funny, Sean? I'll answer that in a second way, and then I guess I kind of have a third one. The second way is when somebody says you've changed, you haven't changed. They are just realizing that you're going to go ahead and leave them in the dust, and therefore they're suggesting that you're changing when you may. Sometimes it's for the worse and sometimes for the better, but a lot of times we're not any different. We just have this epiphany and this awareness that the results we're getting, the life that we have, the associations we have, we're not okay with. And therefore, we just tap into this particular part of our life that allows us to go shift and make a change and make a lane change. So I think I don't necessarily think that I've changed that much. I think that I've grown into the person I was supposed to be. And, you know, when you look at leaders, Sean, leaders don't necessarily see you as you are. They see you as you're supposed to be and the possibility and potential that you have. That's what good leaders do. So
absolutely,
it's not that we're any different. We, you know, we need to grow into the person that we didn't even realize was there. And so I think those are two of the answers that I have specifically.
Sure.
And then the only other thing I will suggest is I am newly engaged, and I think that my fiance has become a mirror for me to kind of reflect on the gifts, the skills, the challenges, the downfalls, the selfishness, a lot of the good, bad, and the ugly of who I am, so that I can continue striving to become a better man to be for her. And that allows me to encourage myself to, you know, really learn about who I am. When I get angry at her or myself, why is that? If we're having an amazing day and we're just super happy and we're in love, you know, and everything is blissful, why is that? And so it's helps me become a better communicator. It's helps me become really the man that I didn't even realize I was capable of being. and that I need to become the person that I'm not even yet in order to be able to provide for her, not just, you know, financially, but emotionally, spiritually, emotionally. And so it's just a newer endeavor for me, because each stage of life, I think, brings with it different versions of ourself.
Absolutely.
And ultimately, when you combine all of those, you know, you have the ability to become your best self, and hopefully we die full and not empty. And that's the whole concept of living as a life changer, as a lane changer, is to really just continue to seek, grow, and focus on the direction we're going, and find the lanes that will allow us to really develop ourselves as the person that we need and want to become.
Absolutely. Well said. That was awesome. So if you had to look back through the school teacher and everything that you've accomplished, because like I said, you know, opening up, man, is so amazing. Like, wow, the things that you're doing and the things that I have seen and how you've helped me in my life, it's been amazing. So what was your transformation? What do you think was your transformation? Could you pinpoint that?
I'll give you an example that really changed my life. And I told you about the one where I was sitting there watching TV. I'll tell you another one. And I shared this. I was blessed enough, and you were gracious enough to invite me to speak at Storytellers at the Air Force Base here in Raleigh, North Carolina, actually Goldsboro. And, you know, I shared about Jenny. If you remember Jenny, she was a girl that changed my life forever. And I don't think she fully knows, you know, what it did for me, because she always looked at it as me helping her. But the coolest thing about helping others is in reality, and we're really doing it for ourselves. And I know that sounds selfish, but when you're angry, go serve somebody, because it can't help it but make you happier. You know, when you do something good for others, and if you don't get caught doing something good for somebody else, that's what it's all about. And so there was just a particular day on the beach when my life wasn't as thrilling as I would have liked it to be. I was kind of in a dark place with my grandma having passed, my car being repossessed because I couldn't afford it. And just life wasn't the best. And so I was down on the beach in Torrey Pines, really sitting there actually reading the Bible, because I was new to faith and I just felt like that was something that I needed in my life. And so I'm sitting there, all of a sudden, Sean, this presence comes alongside of the beach, and I can't make out the face, and my name starts being called out. And I had no idea. We were the only two people on the beach. I didn't even know it was a real person. I was so overwhelmed. And as she broke through this marine layer, this fog that is very common in June in San Diego along the coast, I realized it was Jenny, who was a girl I prospected for my real estate business, which was really my first journey as an entrepreneur, because I quit teaching to go figure out how to make, you know, kind of my own career. And so basically we have this conversation on the beach, come to find out that she was on her way home from the hospital, which where she had been for 9 months, with a 1% chance of surviving. And her boyfriend at the time was driving her home. And she made him pull over, and she just wanted to feel the sand beneath her toes one more time, you know? And for her, that was a sensation she couldn't die without. And I think a lot of times, Sean, we need to find that sensation in our life, that why, if you want to call it, where we get that sensation like she had with the sand beneath her toes, because it revitalized her, and it gave her hope. And I won't go into all the details, but basically I was a semi-encouragement in her life, even though I didn't know it at the time, because she was following us on social media. And despite the reality of where I was, I remained optimistic and positive on the life that I didn't even have at the time, but I knew I could. And so it gave her hope, you know, to keep fighting when she was at her lowest. And the reason I mentioned that story is it's not about us. And a lot of times we get so overwhelmed by whatever it is. Oh, we're not making as much as we want, or our relationship isn't as good as we want, or, you know, I'm not happy in the career that I've got, or my health isn't where it is. I get it. We all have these ebbs and flows of greatness and of weakness. And our ability to fight through the lows, the valleys of life, to get back to the peaks, can help other people who are in their valleys when we're at the peak, and reach down and bring them up. And that's the whole idea. That's the moment, Sean, where I saw the word me, and I changed the M to a W, and it became we. And it really was about, how do we help other people? Because when I focus on me, all I can ever focus on is me. And if my life is good, great. But if my life is in a bad place, I'm still focusing on all the bad stuff. And I'll share this. you know, a lot of times as lane changers, we go through, and my fiance and I, girlfriend at the time, we sat there one day, and I know I shared this with you as well, so you've heard this, but masterminds are so important. Masterminds are, for those of you who don't know, a concept in which you get together with two or more people and you basically think tank. And what the idea from Napoleon Hill is that a thought becomes a seed and it can germinate into another thought that was never actually there on your own ability, because we might be blocking our ability to think the way that we're capable of because, again, we're looking inward. And so my fiance and I, girlfriend at the time, we were doing this mastermind late at night about going on a road trip for, at the time, it was going to be 90 days. We're going to leave January 30th and end up being February 1st. And going around the country, literally driving the whole thing for 90 days. It ended up that after I think a bottle of wine, I don't remember specifically, that it turned into a 3 a.m. mastermind that she really empowered me to become more of a man of faith. Even though I was, it was more to be an outward appearance to other people. And that was a big shift for me. And I'm grateful for her every single day for challenging me to do that. But here's why I went into that little thing. And we can talk more about that if you want. But what I discovered on this trip, Sean, really reaffirmed what I knew on that beach in 2010, which was we often have these bugs that hit our windshield on the road of life. Literally driving 50,000 miles with my fiance, we had bugs all the time smashing against our windshield. And, you know, what happens in the real world is bugs, proverbial ones, hit our windshield.
Oh, yeah.
In our life, and it can be in the form of cancer, it can be the loss of a loved one, it can be bankruptcy, it can be loss of a job, it could be whatever it is. And what happens to most people, not winners, not people like you, Sean, not people like that are listening here, but what happens to the average person who doesn't develop themselves to become the person that can supersede those challenges is they focus on that literally to their demise, where they veer off the road because they're so focused on what's not going well. Instead of the 99% of the windshield that happens, right? And you know better than I do.
Right.
And most people in this that are listening have been in a situation in their real car, not talking about the analogy, where they've had a bug, they turn on the windshield without using the fluid and made a big, huge streak. So they made the problem worse than it needed to be, right? And that's what happens. And so when you surround yourself with people that can help you get through those tough times, those challenges, and convert them into lane changes, which are optimal, positive things, even when we're at our low, that's when we really start to develop and grow ourselves to get through the bad times, to enjoy the good ones, and become someone of a value, because Jim Rohn says we get paid for the value that we provide to the marketplace. And so when you increase your value through the trials and tribulations, then you become a person of influence and hopefully affluence as a result of that.
Boom. Love it, dude. Like major mic drop there, man. There's so much there, and it's just like providing value. I mean, that's really what it comes down to, man. When you can be a force, you know, dude, amazing things happen. I love that story, man. Like I'm an analogy junkie. Like I life's a chessboard. Life's like a box of chocolates. You know, like I love different analogies. And when you talk about the bugs in the windshield, and when I heard that for the first time, I was like, holy crap. Like my mind was blown. I was like, how many times do we get pissed off because there's bugs that splatter on our windshield? You're like, damn, I just washed a car, you know? And then you have to like, you know, and sometimes you forget. You're like, oh, I'll just take care of it. And you smudge it and you're like, oh no. And then you have to like hurry up and hit the windshield wipers because you're driving and all this stuff's happening. And you're like, oh no, go away. You know? And so it's the same way with life, man. You think you've got it, and then something splats, and you're like, well, that didn't work out. Let me wipe that away. Oh, I just made a bigger mess. Oh, my God, I'm making a mess of things. And then something needs to come and just clean it all up. I'm like, all right, reset. Let's do this, you know? So,
exactly.
Dude, huge, huge. So what do you think was the best part about your whole transformation? From the time that you had, you know, family members that were passing away and cars that were being repossessed and it was just not a great life. What was the best part about your transformation?
Realizing my capability despite my reality.
That's awesome.
I think that, you know, look, life, I don't care if the people listening are people of faith or not, but I will tell you this, from my perspective, it is literally told to us by our creator that we will run into trials and tribulations. We will have problems in life. It's literally guaranteed that life is not going to be an easy road. the question is, you take the low one or the high one, right?
And
that's, you know, it's so interesting. A straight road doesn't make a skilled driver. It's
okay.
The curvy one. It's the one where you have to, you know, go where you have to develop your skills, because anybody on a highway going 70 miles an hour could put it on autopilot, cruise control, and just go, right? That's the majority of the 9-to-5 mindset people that sit out there every day and say, I'm not willing to take a risk. I don't want fear in my life. I don't want to do this. And the reality is, they usually have more problems than the people that are out there risking it anyway, because their mentality is different. And even if we run into the same problem, you, me, and other people that have been in the entrepreneur world, we'll get through it. It might take literally a day versus them taking a month or a year or 10 years, because they're so caught up in what they don't know how to break through. I don't know exactly who said this, but you know, a pessimist sees a problem in every opportunity, and an optimist sees an opportunity in every problem, right?
Oh yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's, you know, it was just the revelation of life is going to be hard. It's not that big of a deal when it hits the fan. How do I make it better? What do I need to do? Because sitting there grieving about it is not going to do anything. And there's pros and cons to that, right? I mean, at the end of the day, sometimes there is a time, and I've run into this myself, where I've been at fault for not really sitting there in the moment when things are happening to at least acknowledge it. I'm literally just like, what am I going to do at this point, right? The reality is, there's nothing I can do, so let's move on. However, there might be other people involved that need that reflection, that moment of time, like a significant other or male versus female. Sometimes it just, you know, they can't move on that quick. And so for me, it's something, it's a gift, in my opinion, but at the same time, it can be a curse, because you've got to be aware of not just you, but other people that may be affected. So I think for me, it was just an awareness of life and in a different perspective of looking at it. You know, at the end of the day, if I see heads on a quarter, that means you're looking at the tails, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you and I can never see the other side of the coin unless we flip it over, so we could argue all day about heads versus tails. But truth of the matter is, it's just shifting it, flipping it over, and then seeing another side of it. And that's a lot of times what happens when you make that emotional shift. Your emotional intelligence increases, and those experiences help you see things from a different way that you couldn't see before. And that was a big shift for me. And I'm not even saying that, you know, at the end of the day, is my perspective right? I don't know. It's not for everybody. My perspective about what I'm doing right now,
it's your perspective.
Seems to be
it doesn't
right
matter.
It's mine.
It's what works
that's
for
all
you.
That's all that matters. And that's
yeah,
the thing,
when,
so
you know, when
a
I'm...
lot of times, you know, for, just real quick, you know, Les Brown, a good friend of ours, is, you know, he says, don't let somebody else's opinion of you become your reality. The only people I listen to are ones that can pour into my life in a positive way, even if it's judgmental, even if it's harsh, as long as they're coming from a place of, hey, Lane, look, I'm telling you this as a place of love because you are doing something that I don't think you're seeing, I'll listen. If it's some person that's doing it as an attack because they're not happy with their own life and they feel the need to cast judgment upon me just to make themselves feel better, I'm not going to listen to it. And I don't mean that not out of love. I'm not just going to outcast them. But if they're only doing it for the sense of making me feel guilty about going after what I want, there's no point. If somebody's been there before, they see it from their perspective, and they say, Lane, you may want to be cautious of this, or just look out, or, hey, you're doing amazing. Look at this from another way as well, because you're actually missing out on even more prosperity, right? Then at that point, I'm willing to listen. So I just think that's really important for everybody listening, because too often, I'll give another analogy because I know you've probably heard this and you love it. I'll tell you here in a second, but ultimately, you know, it's so funny when we go through life and we expect to live life based on what other people want for our lives. And that's when a lot of people look back and they get disappointed or they get upset because they're living life based on somebody else's expectations of them rather than their own. And I really just think in today's generation, it's more on what we need and what we want.
Man, that is super huge, man. Yeah, major, major mic drop, man. Boom. People that I notice when I talk to them, when they fail, it's because they're living in the reality of what someone else thinks about them. And that is a horrible way to live. When you live in the reality of what other people think about you, it's one of the biggest self-defeating behaviors that people have. You know, not it goes above just counting other people's blessings and oh, I want to live that type of life and whatever. when you live according to what about how other people think about you, man, you're never going to break through that glass ceiling. You're never going to break through and take those gifts that we have and run with them and create something amazing and have a huge impact in life. It's never going to happen when you live in the shadow of what other people think about you. Never going to happen.
Absolutely.
That's huge. So we went through the best part. What is the worst part about your transformation?
I think losing people that I thought should be in my life, and in reality, they shouldn't have been. So it's kind of a double-edged answer to that. You know, it's like when I was interviewing for jobs back in the day, they're like, you know, always, even when they ask you a negative question, give them a positive response, right?
Right.
Because, you want to make sure that you look at everything from a good perspective. So at the time, Sean, it was interesting because at the time, I was disappointed that I was having to remove things, choices, and people from my life. And I'll admit, one of my biggest vices was alcohol. And there's a time in my life that I needed to let go of that. And the people that I was very close with and the friends with in that time in my life were ones that I didn't want to let go of, but I just had to. Right, because we know we become a reflection of the people we associate with. So the answer to your question is at the time, it was depressing. It was disappointing. I thought my world would never be the same. Same thing when I became a believer. You know, it was like, man, I've got to give up that, and that to get that. Why would I ever do that? And it's the things that we have to let go of a lot of times that actually allow us to have more. So if you look, Sean, imagine that you and I are standing together and I want to give you $5 as an example. And your hand is so clenched that your fingers are wrapped so tightly that you're literally white knuckling. Can I give you the $5 if your hand is clenched closed?
No. No, you can't.
No, you've got to open up your hand for me to be able to put it in your palm. And a lot of times in life we go through and we're holding on to our vices. We're holding on to relationships. We're holding on to our beliefs that are actually hurting us, because sometimes you have to let go to literally let God. And you know, here's the analogy that I was going to tell you back a few minutes ago, is I grew up in Maryland, and I love Maryland, and every single summer, we would spend time at the beach, at least a week, with no worries in life, and Maryland is known for crabs, right? And so, literally all day, where you sit there from noon until you're full, which takes hours and hours, and there's a lot of beers involved and everything, and it's a good time. But if you know about the crab mentality, the idea of crabs in general is they're put into a bushel or a bucket after they're captured. And as they are put into these buckets, they start to climb all over each other trying to escape. And what ends up happening is as one is actually close to escaping, the other one will grab its claws and pull it back down. And then it gets caught up in this, literal struggle for escape, to get free. And that's the idea. Many have heard this, but that's the idea and concept behind the crab mentality in life, is that we hold on to the things that we think we should be holding on to. And in reality, a lot of those things are actually pulling us back into our own demise.
Wow. That's incredible. Dude, I love that. Man, there's so much around us that you can just apply to life. You know, something simple, looking at a bucket of crabs, you can just apply it. You know what I mean? Oh, man, I love that. I love it. That is awesome. So, Transformation listeners, this is a live show, as you know. If you want to ask Lane a question, the number to call in is 657-383-1109. Again, the number is 657-383-1109. Bring your legitimate questions, no silliness. Bring your legitimate questions, and Lane and I will do the best to answer them and to coach you into whatever it is that you are searching for. So let's shift gears a little bit. We're talking about some influences and supporters and how we can get into our lane a little bit. So I kind of already know the answer to this, but as far as like influencers and supporters and I know for me, and it's not for everybody, but I know for me, you know, when I actually surrendered to God and said, you know what, you got this. Like, I can't do this alone. You know, you got these. He was really, I had people in my life that were kind of pushing me that way, but I had other people that were, hey, read this book, do this, and kind of mentoring, you know. How do you think God played a role in your life as far as an influencer is concerned?
Good question. So I think it's the same way that mentors do. And,
yeah,
you know, it's so interesting because a lot of times people will grow to the place where they say, well, when the student is ready, the mentor will appear, right?
Yeah.
And I can agree or disagree. I don't know. But the reality is that people who are abundant in general and prosperous, they want to give their knowledge, wisdom, and expertise to other people that are willing to apply what they teach them. And I think God is very similar in that he's just sitting there waiting, right? I mean, if you know what email is, an email is better than that, right? That means getting down on your knees and praying and saying, I'm ready to learn from the number one book out personal development, which is the Bible. Literally the guidelines for us to become successful, and everybody has repurposed it to then go out there and create the development world, right? And so, I think it's the surrendering of the same way that you have to sometimes let go of the things in your life that you think you need and want. And it's really just a mentor saying, you know what, you actually don't need that. It's actually holding you back. And your ability to break through and let go. And oftentimes the challenge from a faith standpoint is that we don't necessarily hear audibly the things. We have to kind of go by faith and by heart.
Yep.
And, vision is very important in this. And sight is at the end of the day, hope is faith by walk in what we can't necessarily see.
Sure.
So I don't know if that answers specifically, but, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, man.
Incorporating something into my life that wasn't there before and relying on what I knew I wasn't capable of myself or even the people around me and relying on what he was capable of doing for me. And so, I think that's the best way that I can phrase that at least for now, unless we want to go into a more eloquent type conversation.
No, that's good, man. I love it. I love it, man. Because, I mean, really what you're saying is that, you know, faith is not the absence of doubt. Faith is the overcoming of it. And, you know, we always doubt and we always question, like, man, am I really doing what I'm supposed to be doing? And I think there's an inner spirit, really, that is guiding us and says, you know what? There's some bells and whistles going off in my head and something doesn't feel right. You know, something about this situation and something about something's telling me and I don't know what it is, but that's him. That's our mentor, man. That's who's guiding us all the time and says, nope, doesn't feel right. Probably shouldn't do this. And when you get that achy, sick feeling, you're like, okay, something's not weird. You know, you and I had a talk, you know, right after the event, you know, that you were speaking at right before we departed, you know, and I was just like, man, I my wife always says that, you know, this and this, or she knows there's something not off, you know, not right. There's something off and whatever. And we had that conversation about, man, I just got to go with my gut sometimes. I just got to, if I'm feeling a certain way about a situation or a person or whatever, like I just got to go with my gut. I got to be in tune with it. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, man, faith is not the absence of doubt. Faith is the overcoming of it. And that's what I believe. And even though we walk in faith, you know, we just got to be one day at a time, be faithful one day at a time. And it's kind of like hard work. Gary Vaynerchuk talks about it. Hard work, man. Every single day grind, every single day hard work, and it pays off in the end. So I love your response to that. So I want to know, who has been your biggest influencer throughout your journey?
There's a lot of answers to that. And I know that's how I always answer everything.
well, but, I know who your inner circle is. So, yeah, there's probably a ton of answers.
Yeah, well, here's why I answer it that way. I think so often, at least in my experience, when we're at a place where we're not satisfied, not happy, and we're hungry for something different than what we currently have, right. I will speak for myself. I thought there was one person that could come into my life and change it. Now, there's definitely one person in everybody's life that helps them think differently and might set them on the path to their current success or their current vision. But the reality is that very often we need to find multiple people that can speak truth into our life based on how they can impact us. And so throughout the journey, look at them as mile markers, right? On the road to success, we have different mile markers of, and I look at each people or person in my life that was there at the particular mile marker that I needed them. For example, when I did, my fiance just ran a half marathon last weekend, and she said, Lane, I need you to be at mile 4 to support me. I need you to be at mile 7. And then if you can, 10, and then be at the finish line, right? Because it was literally her motivation to know that mile 4, she just wanted a gooey bar or whatever the heck they call those things. Mile 7, she was probably going to need that pain relief stuff that she could rub on real quick. Mile 10 was just, hey, I get to see you at the finish line. So it was her inspirational just to see somebody she knew. And even if it was just a fist bump or a, hey, I'm here to support you, like that was so important for her, right? And I think in life in general, we have those different people that come through. And so I can name drop a couple people, but the reality, I think, guys, is as you're listening to this, is you need to find somebody who can mentor you and help you in the particular area of development that you want to grow. So I'm not going to go to somebody who's been divorced 6 times to get marital counseling. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I'm not judging, right? I'm not saying that they haven't become and now grown into the person that is perfect in their 6th marriage. What I'm saying is my parents, and my dad is one of them, my mom is one of them, who have been married for 44 years. When I'm, you know, and I'm engaged and we're moving towards the wedding, which I'm so excited that you get to be at, you know, I'm going to go to my parents and say, Mom and Dad, when you were going through this, my mom, 35-year breast cancer, her dad, how did you get through this? With being a high-powered attorney and being a father of 3, how in the world did you juggle being there for mom every single day when she needed you? You know, I'm going to go through somebody that can feed into me. Now, I'm not saying that everybody has that, and I'm not judging if you have parents that aren't. That's just an example, right? Same thing with weight loss. I've lost 63 pounds in my life at one point. You know, somebody who's struggling with weight loss, they're not going to go to an obese person and say, how do I lose weight, right?
Right.
It just doesn't make sense. They haven't been through that. Same thing with somebody who wants to become a millionaire. I know you're part of the One Life community, right? Surround yourself with people who are, have achieved the financial result that you're looking for. So I would suggest to everybody, you know, you may be balanced in a lot of areas of your life and then you're really looking to improve in this one. Go find somebody who has that. Learn from them. Take them to dinner. Maybe pay them if you need to for the coaching and mentoring, if they even do that, or whatever it might be. So I know I have a lot of people, and I can share some of the resources for people afterwards if they want to reach out to me. Here's my thing, Sean. Those people ideally are helping us become the people that we can then play that role for somebody else. So need each other in order for this, because you played an impact in mine, I played an impact in yours, and as a result, we can, you know, reach out and we can introduce people to our network and vice versa. We've done that for each other. When we understand the concept that we are not the answer, there is no answer except for the one that's inside of you that somebody may help draw out of you. Nobody has the answer for you. That's just my experience. I've got the answers that I already don't even know. The questions somebody asks me may help draw that out. That's why if you go to a therapist or a psychologist or you go through some personal development, most of the time they're not telling you how to live your life, teaching you through question-based selling how to draw out of you what you already want. When you find that, bam, there is nobody that can help you better than yourself, because you're on path and you're on point and you're in the right lane, which at that point there's no traffic, baby. Because when there's no traffic, you know you found it. It doesn't mean it's going to be an easy road with no bumps. It just means that you're going to get through them easier and faster because you found your drive.
Boom. Love it. Man. Love it. Great, great answer. So on the other side of the influencers, we have our supporters. So who's been your biggest supporter?
Again, I think that changes throughout my journey. Ultimately the answer has been me.
you gotta believe it,
because I've needed to. and here's why. There's times in all of our lives where we have people supporting us and cheering us on, just like I did for my fiance in the marathon, just like I have for you, you have for me. We each have our own sphere of influence that has done that. But I will tell you this, at the end of the day, we were born with ourselves and we'll die with ourselves. And if we can't find happiness, you know, love, abundance, prosperity in our own world, meaning the one that we're creating for ourselves, and not be and become our biggest support, then, you know, we're doomed to fail. And I, again, each person in our life can draw that out of us at times when we need them. But, you know, at the end of the day, if we're not happy, if we're not willing to grow and become the person that supports ourselves the most, then, you know, we're gonna fail. And that's just my ultimate belief. So, and let me give a different analogy from that perspective, just to at least tie a little bit about what I'm saying, because look, I don't want to, you know, my influence has been my influence, and, you know, it may not be somebody else's. So I don't necessarily want to say boom, 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 this person, but you know, the interesting thing, I was a camp counselor for 7 years. When I was going through literally high school and college, I was a camp counselor for, I would say, overprivileged kids in Bethesda, Maryland. Their families were affluent, and therefore we went to amusement parks every day. Pretty much. I rode roller coasters for 7 years and got paid, and it was awesome.
I love roller coasters.
I actually, as a side note, I even tried out for a reality show that never went to actual TV, where it was, if you remember Cash Cab, an amazing game show where you get in a cab and you don't know, unsuspectingly, you're on a game show. Anyway, that's what this was. It was a questionnaire type thing. While you're being flipped around on roller coasters, you have to answer as many questions as you can. Awesome concept, right? Anyway, so I'm camp counselor, right? And so it was in Virginia and Maryland area where when summer comes, it's hot, humid, and you sweat just walking out the door, right? And you got to take 6 showers just to be clean. And so we would go to these water parks, and I was sitting there, and you know, all these kids were like, "Well, let's go to the water park. I'm hot, and I don't want to ride roller coasters anymore." So we'd all walk over there, and they would, you know, get in their bathing suits, and I just remember this one contraption. I don't remember the name of it. I call it Bucket of Fun in my head, at least, because that's what it was. And so it was this huge bucket full of water. I probably 100 gallons. I don't even know the exact amount. And it would sit up at the top of this huge thing. And there was this countdown, a timer, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. And it would 3, 2, 1. And as it hit one, this huge bucket would dump out. And it would topple over into these other little buckets that would become uneven and unsteady as they filled up. And then they would flow down. And eventually it would trickle down all the way down and create this amazing relief for these kids that were just overheated, right? And they would enjoy it. And they would go, you know, let's do it again. And so I kind of look at life as that, right? And we've heard different analogies like this, but we are the biggest buckets. And if our bucket isn't full of enough stuff to help pour into other people, then there's no way that we can do that. And so we need to fill our bucket up full enough that what flows over, and that's from less. But here's the reality. What I've discovered is that another game we played at the end of every 2 weeks with these kids is Dear Liza, Dear Liza. And it was this thing where the bucket that they were carrying from where they started to the finish line was full of holes intentionally so they could get over as fast without spilling as much water, and whoever had the end, the most at the end, right, would win. And they would go do this relay race. Here's the interesting thing, Sean. In life, we are buckets. We need to fill it with experiences, knowledge, wisdom, love, all the different things that are important to you. But every one of us has holes in our bucket. The question is, how quickly can we fill those to maintain and retain those things that we've developed in ourselves? Because if we lose that, and it slowly over time loses, then we lose ourselves. And oftentimes we'll look back and we say, wow, how did I get divorced? As an example, well, your bucket was slowly leaking over time. You weren't even realizing that your significant other was, and you were so unaware that you became a totally different person that they fell out of love with.
Wow.
Same thing with weight gain, right? Weight gain is the same thing. Yeah. Slowly and surely over time, meal after meal, week after week, year after year, you don't even notice it until one day you have a heart attack and your bucket was leaking. And literally you're going to crash and die. Same thing with our finances, right? There might be these holes in our buckets where we're losing a little bit of money here and there, whatever it is. So these resources that we have, we need to hold on to, and we need to grow and develop them. And it's a journey. It's a process. There is no get rich quick. There is no get skinny quick. There's nothing like that. It's hard freaking work every single day.
Yep.
And it's fun. If you enjoy it along the way, despite the challenges, at least you're going to keep fighting. If not, you're going to give up and go back to the life that somebody else told you you should have, and you lose your worth.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where are you headed now, man? So, you know, you went through the journey, you transformed, you founded, you know, Changing Lanes International and being Lane Changers, and you know, you got a lot of books under your belt, and you've done a lot of awesome stuff, man. Where are you headed now? What kind of things you got on the horizon?
Good question. Well, you know, our mission is to empower 54,321 lane changers to really help increase their recognition, authority, and contribution to the world. And we're not going to stop till we get there. That's at least the closer immediate thing. And so we're looking for people who want to change their life, whether it's through quitting a job, whether it's through losing weight, whether it's through whatever. We've got different avenues of what we can do to help people. But, you know, at the end of the day, my vision is just to keep doing what I'm doing and accelerate it to the point of making a difference. One of my visions and passions is to speak to a million people. And that's what I love to do. And it's through getting on stages. It's through one-on-one. It's through group coaching and all this different stuff. And so I love speaking, Sean, and you've been gracious enough to give me an opportunity on this call and live at the Air Force. And so I just love doing that, man. If I could do that every single day, I would. And unfortunately, there's a lot of work to get those gigs and flying all over and leaving the comfort of our home. And, you know, it's not fun getting to them and doing them. The fun is in the empowerment of you know, what people take from it. So that's something I'm doing, and we want to just keep focus on those 54,321 lane changers that we want to develop. And, you know, just continue to grow, man. I'm in a great season right now just as an engaged man, and I'm looking forward to September 2nd when I can become a husband, and then whatever that leads to, eventually a family. And so I've got personal goals. I've got things that I want to do. I've got obviously professional ones with some financial goals and wealth and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm just very blessed. My parents just retired 20 minutes away from where I live. And through that road trip, I literally moved everything back to the East Coast from the West Coast. And, you know, I've done that twice now. I've gone across the country from Maryland to San Diego, now San Diego to North Carolina. And I really just think, Sean, that each season that we're in, we need to enjoy, revel in with intentional, focused goals, because focus stands for follow one course until successful. And we've got to make sure that we're focused on the current goals that we have and create systems. And systems is save yourself time, energy, and money, because without systems, then we keep grinding and we never really have freedom because there's no leverage. And in and through that, I think going back to the whole concept of faith is full assurance in the heart. So we need to follow our heart, where it's leading us, and focus, create the systems, and continue to just develop ourselves as, you know, individual lane changers that can hopefully ride together. And I'll kind of share one last little thing, depending on how long we want to go. But, you know, it's interesting, Sean. And going back to the analogy of the buckets and, you know, the getting into the amusement parks, right? When we were getting into the amusement parks, we had these fast passes because we always gave them a lot of money because all these kids were going with us. And so we got to expedite everything. We got to the front of the line. We got into the park without having to wait in line. Right. And I think when you become somebody, you know, of influence, you have that fast pass. You know, people want to be around you, and they're willing to help you get there. And more importantly, it's not just about us getting to that place, but if you look at the HOV lane or the carpool lane, you know, literally the law says if you have two or three people in your vehicle, you can surpass all the people who are alone. Isn't that true about
life? Yeah, man. Wow, the
when
HOV
you surround
lane.
Yourself with people, right, when you surround your – and I call that the high optimal vision lane – meaning that you've got to come so clear on what you're doing and where you're going and who you want to allow to be in your life, not let be in your life. Because so oftentimes we just think that these people should be in our life when we get to choose who is in our car and who's driving forward. And more importantly, they get the same choice. And if you're not somebody that they want to be around, you're not going to get in those inner circles of people that you want to be around. So
absolutely.
So important for us in every season to enjoy it, to learn, to be observant, and to realize what are we doing and who are we becoming, so that we can really make an impact at the current stage of where we are, what got us to be in, and that particular lane for that particular season.
Dude, holy crap. Dude, the HOV lane just blew my mind. I was still stuck on the HOV lane. I'm like, wait a minute. What? Dude, you're like an acronym junkie. Like, I'm an analogy junkie. Got an acronym for everything. It's awesome.
Man, because, yeah, when I was going to college, I had to, you know, somehow I did really, really well. And it was, unfortunately, part of the reason I quit teaching is because it's a memorization factor, right? I mean, it's the ability to learn something and regurgitate that apparently, you know, it tells us our intelligence, you know, your ability to fill in the Scantron. So based on the system that I was in, I had to figure out how to beat the system. And to me, it was memorization. It was, you know, and then for me, my brain, the way it works is a high I, I'm a right brain guy, you know, facts
oh, yeah.
and all that kind of stuff were boring. So I had to make it fun. If it wasn't fun for me, man, I would have dropped out probably, you know, so,
yeah,
so it's just, for me, it was a way to, that helped me learn. Everybody has different modalities for understanding and learning, but it was just, for me, it was something that, that helped.
Yeah, man. So on the disc profile, I'm a high I and a high S. And my C is like
okay.
super low. My D is even lower. Like,
yeah, man, we're about the same then.
Yep. So what was the best resource that you found on your journey, man?
Well, we just named a couple of them. I would say the disc test and the strength finders. If
yep.
you guys haven't done that before,
perfect.
I would encourage you to. You know, there's a great
Myers-Briggs is a really great one. Myers-Briggs,
you know, yeah, all of them. I've actually got a client who is developing a lot of different stuff, wrote an amazing book, and I'm happy to put you in touch with them. But the whole idea is about really developing yourself to become that. And Rusty, the name, he wrote a book called Entrepurpose, and it's taking entrepreneurship and your purpose and combining those to mm-hmm. to kind of fuse those two. So I really do believe that DISC and strength finders, there's pros and cons. And if you get into somebody that understands and studies Myers-Briggs, there's, you know, they're going to geek out over which one's better. And but at the end of the day, just discover
yeah.
who you are, however you figure that out.
Sure.
You know, it's just important for that. Let's stick with that for now. I think that that's something that everybody as a foundation can do. And I have another analogy for you that I think is important. We'll get to it here in a second, but you know, keep rocking and rolling, I guess, so on some of the questions if you got anything else.
Yeah, man. So who gave you the best resource that you used during your journey?
That's a good question.
We ask the hard questions on this show, man.
Yeah, no, it's a good one. Again, I think my
it goes back to
is,
elevating people, man. If you have
meaning.
People in your life that are elevating you, you know.
Yeah, and I think again, resources come when we need it. Here's how
sure.
I'll answer that question, and it's stolen from Tony Robbins. It's not the resources, the resourcefulness. And as an entrepreneur, we need to become resourceful in everything because we will never have all the resources. It's impossible. I don't care if it's a real estate transaction. You're not going to have the ability to do it all on your own, right? It's a team effort. In anything, it's a team effort. In building a company, it's a team effort. In losing weight, it can be a team effort. So it's not the resources as much as the resourcefulness to find those. And sometimes it's people that give it to you, and sometimes it's you having to find it. So I just want to make sure that that's driven home because entrepreneurship is about resourcefulness, and it's about creating when the options aren't even there. And so
right.
I think that that's the best way that I can answer that because the resources will show up when you're ready for them. And so it may not be somebody that you're expecting, you know, to give you those resources. It's your ability to put yourself in a position to be given them.
That's awesome. So here's your moment, man. This is your shameless plug moment. You can plug a friend, a quote, websites, Facebook, a movie, McDonald's, like, I don't care. This is your shameless plug moment. Go.
You.
Well, okay. What do you mean?
And here's why, man. I think, well, so for those of you who haven't gotten in touch with Sean yet, make the effort to reach out to him because if you haven't done that yet, you're missing out on valuable resources that he can provide, and even if it's not him who can provide it, Sean, what you're doing is creating a movement for people to be able to become a vessel and a beacon of hope, number one, and you're starting to interview some of the most influential people in the world, and you're going to have access to anything and everything that anybody ever wants. It's so interesting. If we actually look at our cell phone or our Facebook
yeah.
page or our LinkedIn profile, we are literally a degree, 2 degrees, 10 degrees, whatever, from every single thing we need. I don't care how big
yeah.
your network is. You have the ability. If you're listening to the show, it means you know Sean indirectly or maybe directly. So my encouragement to each one of you is to reach out to him. Send him an email. Send him a Facebook message. Get in touch with me. I'll introduce you to him, whoever you're comfortable getting in touch with, you know, because – that's the key to life. The key to life is asking, ask, seek, knock. ask and you shall find, seeking, you know, you will, I'm sorry, ask and you shall receive, seeking, you shall find, knock and the door will be open. And so for everybody listening, whether it's me, whether it's Sean, whether it's somebody else who's been a guest on his show, the answer is yes, we'll introduce you. Sean, you asked me for somebody, you know, recently into an introduction, and I did it. Why? Because I don't know the difference. Look, if you impact one more person because of that relationship, that's what it's about. You've introduced me to people. So I think that's the key. And let me end on this, Sean, at least, for something that's on my heart and my mind. Guys, I want you to understand, and I mentioned this earlier, and Sean understands this, and all successful people do. Life is a process. And when I was teaching, I was a middle school math teacher. I taught pre-algebra and algebra. And one of the biggest lessons I learned, sometimes we don't understand the lesson until we become a pupil. We think we're teaching other people, but really when we become the pupil is when we actually learn the lessons that we're teaching sometimes. And so I was teaching Pythagorean theorem, which is a squared plus b squared equals c squared. And I'm not suggesting that you remember, you know, the concept. What I'm suggesting is the lesson from it. What happens a lot of times as entrepreneurs is we expect results tomorrow from something we are not even going to do until tomorrow, right?
Instant gratification.
And so instant gratification, man, it's all about delayed and it's about putting in the work until the results show. And here's why I know that. You know, when we're looking at Pythagorean theorem, when my kids were struggling in class to figure out the formula, it's not that hard, right? Except their brains couldn't understand it until they figured it out. When they figured it out, they could reverse and prove it, right? Because they knew it. They could literally tell me what they needed to do. That's teaching. When a student understands and can teach back to you, then you know you've taught them because it's not just regurgitation, it's education, right? So in life and in business and in anything, my kids couldn't solve the equation if they didn't know the basics. So they couldn't add, subtract, multiply, and divide. Then they could no way possible put it into the theorem in the right order of operations in order to solve the problem. It's impossible. That's right. What math is, right? And so very often we get frustrated with the processes of starting a blog talk radio or, you know, learning how to sell or whatever it is. It's a process. You figure out the basics, you master the basics, and then you build on top of that. And that's the whole thing. And I want to make sure everybody understands that if you're just starting out, learn the basics. If you're growing and you're doing really, really well, you've got the basics mastered, learn the next step, and that becomes basic, right? And so I just think that's very important for everybody involved to make sure that they understand, you know, that it is a process. It's a journey, and there is no destination except for the one that we choose to go on.
Dude, that is – I cannot – dude, I'm so blown away that you would, like, plug me for that and just everything. Man, I'm humbled, bro. I am completely blown away and humbled. You know, it was kind of weird that like how you and I met was through Martin with Thrive Talks, and I was just looking for places to speak. I'm like, oh, this is cool. Like, this is a cool concept. Like, I really like this because it coincided with what we were doing with storytellers. And so, you know, we started the storytellers because every airman has a story and I want to get these stories out. And it's kind of like what you're doing when you say, hey, man, I want to take your story, make it a chapter, make this, bam, put this book together. And it's like a bestseller because of the amazing stories that we all have inside of us that impacts people. Because I feel like when I was an alcoholic, I'm the only one feeling like this. Like, this is stupid. I'm the only one feeling like this. Come to find out, there's thousands of people that feel the same exact way. And so when we get our stories out, it's like, man, I was feeling the same way. Like, I'm not the only one. Your tension level drops and your comfort level increases. And goes, okay, if someone else is dealing with this, then we need to get together and kind of figure this thing out and you know, and all that. So and then you moved to Raleigh, and then, you know, I drove an hour and a half to meet you because I had to meet. I was like, I got to meet this guy. This guy is everything that I want to become and more. And if I could just be half as good as Late Etheridge, man, I would just be impacting so many people. And just in the short time that you and I have been talking, my life has been 3, 4, 5, 6x, man. I mean, I'm getting booked, you know, twice a month to speak rather than maybe once every 2 months. You know what I mean? It's just everything that I see and everything that I learn from you, I'm just applying the moment I can. And dude, you have been a severe force in my life, man, and I can't do it without you. So I just want to thank you for everything that you've done for me and my family.
Well, I appreciate that. And you said you want to be half of who I am, just be 100% of you. I can't be any percent of you, right?
Yeah.
You're 100% of you, man. And I think for everybody, and I'm not denoting what you're saying. I'm just saying for everybody listening, be 100% of you. Take 1% of all the people that you know and admire and add it to yourself. And then you'll start to grow into that 100% of you, of who you really are. You know, we're just a reflection of the people that we surround ourselves. And ultimately, when we look in the reflection of that rearview mirror, it's, you know, it's only to look back far enough to realize how fast we're growing and what we're doing, or to say, I'm not growing fast enough and I've got to look forward to the windshield of life. And so, you know, Sean, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything. And, you know, whoever listening to this show wants to get in touch with me, you know, reach out. There's obviously ways to do that. And so I'd love to connect with you and see what we can do to move the world forward and drive it together forward to a better place.
Yeah, man. Awesome. So as we wrap up and as we close, give us a call to action. What should someone do today? Whether it be, I'll give them all the contact information and all that. So you're saying contact you, buy your books or, you know, maybe set a goal, plan something, journaling. What is it? Give a call to action.
I will give three. Okay. And you've kind of seen a trend with me, right? The trinity of the lane changers. And so number one, reach out to somebody who you've thought about in the last month, and all you have to do is text them something encouraging or pick up the phone. There's somebody who is going to be the perfect person that I don't know and you don't know that will be in their life, the listener, I mean, that needs encouragement from you. It will change their life forever. That's number one.
Right.
Just send a text saying, I appreciate you and I want to honor you for the person you are. Something simple like that. Encouragement and recognition. People will die for it. They'll work for money. They'll die for recognition. So just acknowledge them as a person of influence in your life. Number two is reach out to me. Anything I've said on here sparked any intrigue in learning more from what we do, who we are, or how I can help you. Okay. Because that's the whole goal of what we do, is not for the monetary gain we get. It's for the intangible asset of what you become in our life, and hopefully us in yours. And then three, look at the things that are holding you back. Let go of one of them as quickly as you can. It'll be different for everybody. You know that. You know, as I say that, the thing that you're thinking of, oh, I don't want to let go of that, that's it. That is the thing you probably should, because it's disturbing you, you know, and it will be tough. It will be hard. Reach out to Sean. He can help you. He's let go of things in his life, and he's so focused on gaining other things that will help serve him. Same with me, and same with all successful people. Now, we all still have our vices. We all still have things that are holding us back.
Right.
So whatever that is for you, let go of it as quickly as you can. And here's the way to get in touch with me. There's a couple different ways. Google Lane Etheridge, LaneEtheridge. You can Google me and you'll find me. Simple as that. You can go to laneetheridge.com, fill out the form, and we'll be in touch with you if you're too afraid to reach out to us. Believe me, I have been rejected tens, hundreds of thousands of times. I will pick up the phone if you make the effort to honor you for taking that step. So you can do that. My cell phone, I guarantee 1 to 2 people ever, of anybody that's actually listening, will do anything with this, because I know for a fact, because I've done it enough. 240-401-9742. If you're listening, 240-401-9742, shoot me a text and say, I listened to you on Sean's radio. I just want to talk more. I won't do it tonight necessarily because it's time for family time. But believe me, I will get back to you and shoot you a text and say, hey, when can we find a mutually convenient time to where I can learn more about who you are and your story so we can make a difference together? So those are the things that I want to leave, Sean, and I appreciate you for everything you've done, and look forward to collaborating more as we continue to grow together.
Absolutely, man. Love it. You can also find Lane on Facebook at Changing Lanes Now. That is the Lane Changers Facebook page. So, dude, I love it. Cool. I appreciate it. This was an amazing episode. So much knowledge. so much knowledge, man. I really want to honor your time, and it's been a blessing to have you, brother. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Make a shift. Take your life in overdrive. Accelerate your dreams, baby. Be a lane changer.
Boom. This has been another episode of Life Transformation Radio. As we say here, I want you to go out. I want you to live your brand. Find opportunities every day to live out the values that you hold dear in your heart. We call it living your brand. Again, listen to us every Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time, and we look forward to seeing you in our next episode. Have a good night.